Following Saturday's 4-1 defeat at Worksop Town, Carl Marderson made four changes to FC's starting lineup against Buxton, with Jerome Wright, Tom Greaves and Matthew Tierney all being recalled, and 18-year-old centre-back Lewis Lacey making his home league debut, allowing Dean Stott to be moved into central midfield. But Marderson wouldn't have been happy with FC going a goal down as early as the second minute. This after Stott had conceded a clumsy foul midway inside his own half.
FC have to defend this. It's Grant Black who sent a free kick. He's going to chip it in this near side towards the back post on the far end of the pitch. It comes in. It's hard. Head in the back post. It's an opportunity. And there's a goal. And at the post, Lewis Lacey completely missed it. Man at the back post. 1-0 to Buxton. Well, the ball came in. It was a near post ball. It hit the first man, it flicked it over towards the back post. Lacey couldn't get on the end of it, and it was Hegarty. David Hegarty, the number five, on 2 minutes, putting Bucks in the league.
Although shaken by this early setback, FC United soon fought back, and Jerome Wright was unlucky to see a sweetly struck shot deflected onto the crossbar and out for a corner in the 9th minute. The home side then looked to have scored an equaliser on 24 minutes when a low cross was deflected goalwards. Visiting keeper Tom Turner got his hand to the ball, only for FC's Tom Greaves to blast the ball out of his grasp and into the net.
Back on the ball, and the number three needs to get the right side of his man, but he hasn't, and he balls across an opportunity.
Oh, get him! Oh, he did. Oh, that was very similar to Eamon van der Hauwels against Arsenal, do you remember? From years ago.
Poor refereeing. The ball is hit back by the number three there, Kevin Sandworth. The goalkeeper's gone down to save it. He's got one hand on the ball only.
He's got two.
No, he's got one. One hand on the ball there. I guarantee you that now.
FC will nevertheless consider themselves to have been a little unlucky to have a couple of decent penalty appeals for handball turned down in quick succession on 27 minutes.
United now, Norton in the side of the penalty area on the far left-hand side, trying to hold it up, trying to get some support. He gets that in Cottrell. First hand ball's in, it's not bad at all. Outside of the handball shout there. Referee waves play on first hand shot.
Handball again.
The handball. The second one was certainly a handball. The first, I'll give the benefit of the doubt, the second one, there's no question about a handball.
But later on in the first half, the Reds weren't to be denied.
Corner ball, fifth corner for FC United. Jerome Wright to take it. They need to vary these as well. Everything's been the same. It's been floated in.
Well, the keeper's not going to come for the ball.
Hit the near post for me. But again, it's just chipped up again. It's headed towards goal. Bad. Oh, backfield there. What a goal. Matty Wolfenden. It was headed on by Lewis Lacey. Matty Wolfenden. A backheel. A la Dennis Law. One apiece.
The FC faithful must have been hoping for their favourites to take control of the game as the teams came back for the second half. But it somehow didn't prove to be, and after a quiet opening period, Buxton shocked most of the 1,500 at Boa Fold by regaining the lead on 58 minutes.
A point not good enough tonight, I'm afraid. It has to be all three. If FC United want to stay in this playoff hunt, they need to be winning the games at home. They have set up the stall out particularly well after going down to an early goal, and the second half hasn't really settled yet. As they clear the lines, Turney holds the ball. Being hustled and bustled, it's all the way back to Spencer. Bobbles awkwardly, and Spencer has to deal with it. And FC United, Jacobs now takes over far right hand side, deep in his own half, though, plays it back to Lacey. Lacey plays it to the feet of Stott. Stott there needed a call, really, and luckily he was strong there because he needed a shout as Jones gives the ball away sloppily in the middle of the park. And then number seven, Stevens, needs to try to get through. And he does get through. And he beats between Jones and Spencer. Well, they make a complete and utter balls of it. And it's a ball in the back of the net.
What was that about then? The ball had come over Jones' shoulder. And he's urging Spencer to come out. Spencer doesn't really come out as convinced as he should be. But Jones can see that. So clear it.
The first rule of defending is clear your lines.
With just 2 points from a possible 15 in March so far, FC need a quick return to winning ways if they are to get their promotion prospects back on track, starting with their next scheduled league game at home against Blyth Spartans.